Yes, ho, ho, ho for me too.
Indeed.
This is a Christmas edition of That's the Spirit. Where are we heading this Christmas, Peter Lynham?
We're going to watch the cultural crises that Christianity is facing in these COVID-19 times. And in particular, the way in which the Netherlands has gone into crisis mode about good old Black Pete.
Swarte Piet.
Is Black Pete Santa's sidekick?
Black Pete is unmoored.
Yes.
It is not lacquer.
Yes, so there's various versions of the Black Pete story, but in the Netherlands, this is the black man who arrives from Spain, and he, well, along with Santa Claus, on the 5th of December, mm-hmm. And he is supposed to level out punishment to the naughty children, mm-hmm. while Santa Claus gives the presents to the good children.
Oh, so Black Pete is evil.
Well, right. In the original thing, he's often
right.
A demon.
Gets even worse.
Yeah.
Some reason, though, I've always seen like a gang of Black Petes. Like Santa has like 20 of them, like little minions.
Yes, they're often treated as Santa's little helpers in the Netherlands. Rather grimmer version of Santa's.
They're really confused. They're all really confused about it. I've heard excuses like, oh, no, they're just like that because they go down the chimney and drop the presents off for Santa. And I'm like, okay, but how come their clothes aren't dirty? What are you talking about? Yeah. Stop trying to cover this up. It's the weirdest thing. I've actually been in Holland around Christmas time, and it was like this little blonde kid that was a friend of mine's daughter, and she came down the stairs completely black-faced, and I was like in full outfit, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck is going on here? And, yes, and then went out and smoked a lot of weed to get over it.
Yes. Well, in certain respects, the Black Pete makes more sense of coming down the chimney story, because Black Pete is definitely a sprite or a spirit, and therefore it's pretty obvious that he can make it down the chimney.
Right.
Whereas the fat Santa Claus just doesn't seem to make any sense with the version of the story that we are used to.
Yeah, well, it's magic though, magic.
Well,
Coca-Cola Christmas, you know, keep it cool
in
that.
It is, in fact, in the English version of Christmas, has conflated several different parts of the story. And so it's conflated a sprite with a Christmas saint who delivered presents to the poor children. And the two got combined somewhere in the early 19th century, possibly first in the USA rather than in Britain.
What I kind of what buzzed me out the most being over there in Holland was the fact that nobody, like most people, just were clueless as to like any offence that they might be drawing. But is that the general consensus in Holland, or was it just where I was hanging out?
There's been a very sharp change in points of view over the past 4 years. Right. Including a condemnation from the United Nations of racism in 2019, which really raised the hackles of many Dutch people, as you can imagine. But the Prime Minister of Holland, in June of this year, felt duty-bound to address the issue. And it does seem as though, in the course of the pandemic, cultural attitudes... Well, probably also because of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Right,
and also the George Floyd protests.
That pretty much kicked off
the... Yes, because those have all had European equivalents. And it seems as though this has really shifted attitudes towards Black people, because a lot of Dutch people had held in 2019 that this was a cultural tradition, and don't you come in criticising our cultural tradition.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got. And I was like, what? Yeah, but culture is flawed, man. Like, you can't...
Culture is always flawed, and of course, changes of culture can really sharply conflict with current cultural practices.
Yes.
And this is a very classic example. Mm. So the Dutch had tried the... Sooty Pete,
yes.
Rather than Black Pete.
Oh, fuck.
Did you see...
But the outfit isn't sooty, it's just the skin, so please explain, everyone. It doesn't add up.
No, no, but the slip was on the face so that you could still see that the person was a person not of colour,
right,
but of whiteness, as most such people are. And so that was one possible solution, but that doesn't seem to have done it in 2020. So there's been quite a significant shift of ways. And now 71% of Dutch people feel uncomfortable with black people, we are told, whereas it was majority the other way, I think, last year. So that shows how quickly attitudes can change. That may not stick, but that seems to be the move.
They could maybe solve all this by just having a black Santa.
Yes, and this is much like we have seen in New Zealand, a big advent of Mrs. Santa.
Oh, shit, Miss Claus. What's up, girl?
Yeah, well, when you think about it, we have seen a gender blurring of the image of Santa Claus quite significantly in the last 20 years.
Should just go right back to just Coca-Cola Santa, just call it that. Just they, them, Coca-Cola Santa, leave it alone. Just get your presents each year and shut your mouths, everyone.
And of course, the Coca-Cola Santa is only emerging in the 1930s and 40s.
Mm, yeah.
And before that, there was a Santa Claus, and it was fixed in cultural imagination by Harper's Magazine in the USA in the 1850s, but wasn't coloured. And so, but typically, that Santa Claus would have been a mixture of red and green, which you'd never see green in a Santa outfit today.
No, that would be relegated down to the elf territory.
Yes, definitely, very much elf territory. And the elves are the last survivors of, if there was any hint of black peak tradition in Britain, it might have been seen a little bit in the elves. But of course, I mean, the elves have got nothing at all to do with the Christmas story.
What do you mean? Who's making all the toys?
I am sorry to tell you that the issue of where Santa got the toys from, well, he went out and bought them in the ancient tradition, yes, because...
Is that where our tax dollars go? I see what's going on.
Santa Claus was Saint Nicholas, and it was benevolence that was involved in the giving of Christmas presents.
Benevolence?
Mm. Yes. So he saw people in need, and he sets to work to make provision from them. From his wealth, he becomes the rich donor, showing the Christian benevolence, the charity, because it was really a charity model.
Okay.
Of the way in which donations should be given to the poor children. And, of course, the original tradition of presents was presents for the poor, not presents for the rich or for children. It was the opening of the boxes for the poor.
Was there any Robin Hood in there? Was Santa stealing from the rich at all or anything?
I'm sorry to say that Robin Hood was not blurred into the Santa Claus image whatsoever. He was far too fat to get away with any
robbery. Yeah, but this is where the elves come in. You teach the elves to pickpocket. You got a pretty good racket there.
Well, I suppose that's a possibility, but you'll have to write a new Christmas story to make it.
I feel like there's room for a new Christmas story, actually.
Yes, well, there are constant retellings of the Christmas story.
It's the ultimate Chinese whisper kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. And it's also, it's an interesting thing because it's a curious blend of Christian traditions of benevolence linked vaguely. After all, people imagined that Christmas Day was the date of the birth of Jesus, but it could hardly have been so because of just the nature of the Palestinian landscape. And so the date of December the 25th was sort of arrived at arbitrarily in the 4th century. And Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, his feast day is this December the 5th date. And so that's when the Dutch get their presents, isn't it?
I think they do it a little bit early, something weird like that. The whole place is weird, man. The weed was great, but apart from everything else.
This is where popular culture and religious culture are often an odd, odd blend of friends. See, the thing that intrigues me is that Black Pete was always said to come from Spain, and he would drag the naughty children off to Spain.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of slavery from the Dutch that all went around those routes as well. So this is all.
Well, that's true, because the Dutch were the great slave traders.
Yeah,
and they followed the old Spanish route.
Right.
And but it also, Holland was once a Spanish colony,
mm-hmm.
and so those traditions, I think, would partly explain that connection with Spain. The other thing was that the sound of Black Pete with his chain rattling around in the ceiling. Did you hear that as well?
What?
The chains. Did he have lumps of coal as well? Lumps of coal and chains.
Oh, man, it's not good, is it? Hey.
So, the whole imagery is, racist to the core, no doubt.
Totally. The hot question, Professor Peter Lynham, that we need to ask you, reminding you that all ages listen to this radio show.
Yes, I do need to keep it clean and
pure.
Is
Santa real or not?
I'm sorry to tell you that if you pinch his beard, it will come off. Yeah. Something is real behind Santa, but, you know, it's an interesting thing that it's all a stuffed imagination.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty right there.
It's cruel of me to say so, though.
You're the boss, mate. You're the boss. Hey, thank you very much, Peter Lynham. We hope to catch you on our little special edition in-store Thursday.
Yes, and we will hope to wish everybody a very happy, perhaps Black Pete-free Christmas.
Right on.
Thank you very much, Peter Lynham. What a fantastic year of That's the Spirit. I mean, 2020 has been a mixed bag, but you has yes. always have been fantastic. So thank you very much.
Very good.
Cheers, mate.